T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Alabama has a new abortion law. We've got the story.
Two kayakers rescued from fast-moving water on the Walnut River. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Texas woman admits taking part in the killing of a Wichita couple. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 87 for the high in Wichita, and today could be even warmer. Our full forecast coming up.
Alabama's governor has signed a bill making it a felony to perform most abortions.
State Senate Democrat Bobby Singleton thinks a sentence of up to 99 years to life in prison for performing an abortion is ridiculous.
A doctor who does an abortion in this state under this law will probably never see life again outside of the jail cell.
The law bans all abortions except to save the mother's life. Some Republicans not happy that the legislation didn't include exceptions for rape and incest. Opponents plan to challenge the law in court, and that's exactly what supporters want, hoping the challenge will make it all the way to the Supreme Court, where conservatives have the majority. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Emergency crews rescued two kayakers in fast-moving water on the Walnut River near El Dorado Lake.
It happened just after noon Wednesday. Water rescue was put into play after one of two women called 911 on her cell phone after her friend turned over in the water. El Dorado Deputy Fire Chief Tony Yangson tells KSN News both women and a dog were rescued, due in part to all of them wearing life jackets.
Everybody got out of the water. Nobody got injured. Our guys didn't get injured. No damage to any equipment. So I would say today's operation was a huge success.
The accident happened just as the Army Corps of Engineers was about to release the floodgates and double the amount of water flowing downstream. That operation was stopped in time for crews to make a successful rescue. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Texas woman has admitted to her role in the deaths of a couple who were killed at a Kansas fair after one suspect ordered the killings as part of a carnival mafia initiation. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says 39-year-old Christine Tenney of Lamarck, Texas, pleaded guilty to aggravated robbery and obstruction of justice. Tenney was charged after the 2018 deaths of Alfred Sonny Carpenter and Pauline Carpenter, both of Wichita, at the Barton County Fair in Kansas.
A Kansas college will allow for an independent look at what led to the death of a football player last year.
Amid mounting pressure, Garden City Community College in Kansas has agreed to an independent investigation into the death of Braden Bradforth. Bradforth collapsed during the first day of conditioning practice for Garden City's football team, later found unconscious inside his dorm room in August of last year. An autopsy determined that the 19-year-old suffered a heat stroke. Bradforth's mother told the Associated Press Wednesday she's hoping investigators find out what went wrong and how to correct it. This comes as New Jersey's delegation in the House of Representatives had called for Garden City Community College trustees to open this probe. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Recent flooding has created an increase in standing water, and now an environmentalist says we may soon see an increase in mosquitoes. KSN News spoke with Mark Merrill, director of the Great Plain Nature Center, who says mosquitoes can carry the deadly West Nile virus. He says the best medicine, along with repellent, is to get ahead of the problem.
They can lay 500 eggs in the next week or two. It's like creating nursery areas and opening up a daycare for mosquitoes when we have this much water. Get rid of water in kids' toys, swimming pools, bird baths, spare tires, buckets, things like that. You know, that water is where these mosquitoes breathe.
Merle suggests wearing long sleeve shirts or long pants and using a repellent that has DEET in it and is EPA approved.
A federal judge is ordering the Food and Drug Administration to begin regulating e-cigarettes.
The ruling says the agency didn't follow its legal duty when it postponed reviewing all vaping products in the U.S. by several years. The FDA gained authority to regulate e-cigarettes in 2016, but has allowed thousands of products to remain on the market without official rules or safety standards. They had said the government and the industry needed more time to prepare for regulation. The American Academy of Pediatrics Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids and other groups filed the federal lawsuit last year in Maryland. They say the lack of federal oversight has led to a dramatic increase in underage vaping by teenagers. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson is calling for a vote on a bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. Parson says the bill could make Missouri one of the strongest pro-life states in the country. The measure only includes an exception for medical emergencies, not for rape or incest. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Shocker baseball team is in Tampa starting tonight for a final three-game series of the regular season. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A baseball legend talking business in a new book focused on his off-the-field successes. That story coming up on the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A new study from Wallet Hub, drug use by state, 2019's problem areas, shows Kansas is in relatively good position when it comes to drug policy. Analyst Jill Gonzalez says the state did well overall and in several categories.
Kansas ranked in the bottom five, which is a good thing for this ranking. It ranked 48th out of all 50 states and D.C., so not too much when we're looking at drug use and addiction. Law enforcement is doing well. There is prescription drug monitoring law, so that's more than a lot of other states can say.
According to the Wallet Hub data, Kansas has next to last amount of adults with unmet drug treatment needs.
It turned out to be a happy ending in the search for a toddler who went missing on Mother's Day in Kentucky.
They're calling 22-month-old Kenneth Howard a true Kentucky mountain boy. He was playing in his yard outside his home in Salyersville Sunday evening when he vanished. His father told police he turned around for a moment, and when he looked back, little Kenneth was gone. After a grueling three-day search, rescue crews heard cries coming from the bottom of a rocky 50-foot incline near an abandoned strip mine about a mile from the child's home. They found Kenneth dehydrated but in otherwise remarkably good condition, according to the sheriff. Investigators still don't know how the top managed to wander that far away from his home and survive that long in the woods. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A baseball legend is talking business in a new book focused on his off-the-field successes.
Appearing on Fox and Friends on the Fox News Channel Wednesday, baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. touted the lessons he's learned from the American pastime that have helped him succeed in business, part of his new book, Just Show Up.
Practice makes perfect. Not necessarily. Perfect practice makes perfect, he used to say. So it was about building good habits. But then once you go into the game, you got to learn from each and every day. You got to learn from the game, and you got to apply that learning to the next day.
Ripken attributing his father's teachings to the success of Ripken Baseball, one of the largest grassroots baseball organizations in the country, and the Cal Ripken Foundation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8, make that 7, 10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on this Thursday morning.
We've got a traffic accident now. This traffic accident is on Kellogg eastbound right around Washington Street, so watch for a slowdown in that area. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg at Washington. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, the first thing I noticed when I walked out the door this morning is it was kind of warm this morning. In fact, a little bit warmer than it's been for a while, but now it's cooled off a few degrees since I came in.
Yeah, not just warm, though. It's also a little bit humid out there, especially during the morning hours. I'm sure you can kind of feel that the air is a little bit heavier. I think we talked about that yesterday, but I really want to mention that because that's going to play a really big part in that storm chance that we've been talking about. So either way, today's going to be relatively quiet, even though it's going to be unseasonably warm again out there, 89 for a high. So we're going to be just shy of hitting that 90-degree mark. Still kind of soak in the sunshine that we'll get. Take your time and just enjoy the day, but also keep in the back of your mind that we do have that storm chance that's not only going to last through late Friday, but really all the way into the middle of next week. So we definitely have an active stretch ahead of us and a lot of moving pieces in the forecast. For right now, though, still pretty quiet out there. Partly cloudy skies today. Turning windy as well. Winds are a bit breezy now, but they'll actually get up to nearly 25 miles an hour once we get to midday and especially through the afternoon. Those winds are going to be out of the southwest. That's what's going to help us warm up into the upper 80s, but that's what's also going to give us some of that humidity. Partly cloudy skies tonight with winds still pretty gusty, anywhere between 10 to 25. And I do have a 10% chance of an isolated shower or storm. It's going to originate out to the west, and then it may kind of track eastward in our direction, but I do expect anything on radar to kind of fizzle out by the time we wake up early Friday morning. Partly to mostly cloudy skies Friday, going up to 20%. That's going to be late in the day, though, and it's looking like we shouldn't see any storms or anything, at least until late evening, probably not until during the overnight, at least for Wichita. Highs a little bit cooler, but still well above normal, getting up to 86, and then storm chances going up to 40%. By Friday night, and then all the way up to 60% by Saturday. So Saturday definitely looking like that better time frame. But we really need to make sure that we're staying weather aware as we get closer to the weekend. Because, Steve, I know there's going to be a lot of graduation parties and a lot of graduation ceremonies that may even be outside that are going to be going on. So really got to make sure that we keep a close eye on that forecast, because it looks like all modes of severe weather being possible. Looks like the worst of it staying west of Wichita late Friday, but then can't rule out maybe some spotty, strong, severe storms by the time we get into Saturday. Right now, 65 degrees, partly cloudy skies with a south wind at 12 miles an hour. Dew point of 60 degrees, and that's what's making that air feel a little bit sticky out there. And you'll really feel it by the time we get into those 80s by this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:13 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And every morning at 6:50, we have commentary from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And he is with us this morning live to talk about health matters. Good morning, doctor. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Do my little health tips help you out?
Oh, they're priceless. You know what you can.
A little tidbit to chew on.
A little something you can do in a minute or a minute and a half is, you know, great information, and you keep it very understanding. You're doing a good job. You're a terrific broadcaster. Let's talk for a minute about. Can we talk for a minute about measles? Now, we in Kansas, we're not having a problem right now, but we have over 800 cases of measles across the country. What do you say about that?
Well, this is, this is a totally preventable one. You know, I mean, let me just speak broadly and say for a second that, you know, there's a lot of medical issues that we're going to be dealing with over the next 20, 30 years, you know, difficult ones to solve. This one we could have put in the win column, right? We had eliminated measles in this country back in 2000. And, you know, now we're seeing all these cases again, and it's primarily because they're certain populations that are choosing not to get vaccinated. So I think it's really unfortunate, and I think people should get vaccinated. I don't think we should hedge on this issue. I hear a lot of doctors say, well, you know, maybe you can spread out the vaccines, or, you know, don't worry about getting vaccinated. Well, whatever it might be, get vaccinated. We can put measles in the rearview mirror again.
You know, when I was in grade school, we lined up for our polio shots, and of course, I hated that, but later on, as I got a little older, I was worked with a man who had actually had polio as a kid, and he had a leg that wasn't normal, and I thought, man, I'm glad I got that polio shot, and this is what public health is all about, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you bring up, I think, one of the crucial points, Steve, and that is that sometimes we're the victims of our own success. Even me, I finished med school 25 years ago. I've never seen a case of measles, right? It's rare and eliminated in 2000. And so I think when you've had such tremendous success with a particular public health campaign, people think, well, it's not that big a deal. I can skip the vaccination. It's not a problem. They as you point out, they don't remember what it was like before. We used to have millions of people get the measles. Hundreds of thousands of people get sick. You know, people go to the hospital. Thousands of people would die. You know, in places around the country, around the world, rather, right now, there's hundreds of thousands of people who still die of measles. So we think of this as some, you know, rather harmless childhood disease. And to be fair, for most people it is, because they get through it and they're okay. It's miserable for a period of time, but they're fine. But for a certain percentage, you can get really sick and require hospitalization and die from it.
You know, and another thing is just very disturbing is the all this stuff that's going on with opioids and prescription painkillers. Wow, that is frightening. Yeah. Frightening.
Well, we're not even 5% of the world's population, and we take 80 to 90% of some of the world's supply of these opioids.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, that's what's happened in America. You know, I mean, I know it's not what we're supposed to be talking about today, but you know, United States life expectancy has dropped 3 years in a row.
Wow.
3 years in a row. That has not happened in any other developed. It's not happening in any other developed country. And it hasn't happened in this country in 100 years. And you know what was happening 100 years ago? A world war and a global flu pandemic.
Wow.
That's when life expectancy dropped 3 years in a row previously. And it's happening now in part because of the opioid epidemic, because suicides have gone up 30% over the last 20 years, because of liver cirrhosis due to alcoholism. Mm. Those are the deaths of despair that people talk about. That's what's happening.
Well, and we preach people, hey, take care of yourself, do the right thing, but sometimes people don't do that. They may need a little help from public health, right?
Most times. I mean, 70 to 80% of chronic disease and 70 to 80% of hospitalizations are due to preventable problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not a preacher by any means, but you know, there's certain, you know, we spend $3.5 trillion on healthcare every year, and most of the things that are being treated are entirely preventable. This is simple math in this regard, and you know, the responsibility lies with all of us. I think to your point, Steve.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for your time this morning. We look forward to your updates every morning at 6:50 here on KNSS. Have a good, healthy day there, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, our guest this morning here with Steve and Ted. At 7:18, make it 7:19 on a Thursday morning. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and our Shockers are, well, they're in Florida to finish out the baseball season, right, Ted?
The regular season. They hope it's not the finish of the season.
True, could go
but
on.
It's on. That's what's on the line. The Shockers at South Florida for the next 3 days. Whoever wins that series will continue its season at the conference tournament next week. But whoever does not win that series is done for the season. So the Shockers in South Florida in a three-game series in Tampa. The Shockers have won their last three road games. And Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of Game 1 tonight, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock. You can hear it all right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as the Shockers make their first visit ever to Tampa to take on the Bulls. Major League Baseball last night up in Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The Royals and the Texas Rangers. And you could pretty much tell right away this was going to be a night for the visiting team. Here's some of the coverage on the Rangers Radio Network.
Here's a 1-2 to Gizzy. And that one's hit high in the air to deep center field. Hamilton going back at the track, at the wall. That ball is history. It just barely clears. A 2-run homer for Ronald Guzman just to the left of dead center. He gives the Rangers some breathing room. It is 5-1 in the sixth.
And that was in the top of the first inning. Royals were behind right away, and they never caught up. Rangers win it 6-1. The Royals hitters, 1-for-15 to end the game in the final five innings. So not much punch from the Royals offense last night, especially down the stretch. Royals and the Rangers match up in the final game of the three-game series. It'll be a day game today, a little warm up at Kauffman Stadium. A 12:15 afternoon game. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs have made another move to bolster up their completely just about revamped defense. Another trade for the Chiefs, trading a sixth-round pick in the year 2020 for the New York Jets in exchange for linebacker Darren Lee. This guy was a first-round pick out of Ohio State 3 years ago. Now he is another part of the Chiefs' defense, should compete for a job at middle, perhaps a starting job, middle linebacker or the weak side linebacker. In JUCO baseball, the regional playoffs are underway at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. Yesterday in the first round, 12th-ranked Cowley College, a winner, as well as Hutchinson Community College. They both advance into the winner's bracket semifinals for more games today. Butler Community College lost, had a 13-game winning streak snapped in the opening round yesterday. Butler now has to go through the loser's bracket. They'll play at 10 o'clock this morning. In JUCO softball, the district playoffs, the best 2 out of 3. Didn't need to go 3 games. Butler Community College sweeps it. The Butler softball team wins a pair at Western Nebraska yesterday. The Butler softball team ranked 10th in the nation, now on a 17-game winning streak as they advance into the national tournament. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Beto's buzz seems to be gone. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning.
Was busted.
Busted. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, right here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.